Hi there, this is Jacqueline, Andy Nelson's wife. For years now, you have been hearing our son Will tell about how fun it is to travel with Dad, order pizza, and swim in hotel swimming pools. Well, now our kids are grown up and have moved away, and Andy is spending more time at home. He likes to cook but doesn't do dishes. He and his dog track up the kitchen, and now he's decorating the house with horseshoe art. He is a dandy cowboy poet and humorist, but a lousy interior decorator. So, give Andy a call at 307-360-8776 or email him from his website, cowpokepoet.com. Let's get him scheduled to perform at your next event. It works out great for all of us. You'll enjoy some outstanding entertainment, I'll get Andy out from underfoot, and we'll all have a fun weekend.
The historic Wilson Theater in Rupert, Idaho presents Cowpokes for Christmas, featuring renowned cowboy singer and songwriter Bren Hill and cowboy poet and humorist Andy Nelson. Celebrate the Christmas season the cowboy way, Saturday, December 16th at 7 p.m. with this high-energy and heartwarming performance at the historic Wilson Theater in Rupert, Idaho, Saturday, December 16th at 7 p.m. For tickets and more information, visit their website at historicwilsontheater.com, stop by their box office at 610 Fremont Street in Rupert, Idaho, or give them a call at 208-436-2787. That's 208-436-2787. We'll see you there. Well, by golly, we made it all the way back from the two-holer.
Hoi!
Yeehaw! I'm thankful. I'm grateful for the two-holer.
Make you say, wahoo!
Wahoo! Let's have a little poetry.
Oh, yeah.
Baxter Black is riding along with us this week. Take care of your friends.
Now, friend is a word that I don't throw around. Though it's used and abused, I still like the sound. And I save it for people who've done right by me. And I know I can count on, if ever need be. Some of my friends drive big limousines. They own ranches and banks and visit with queens. And some of my friends are up to their neck in overdue notes and can't write a check. They're singers or ropers or writers of prose. And others, God bless them, can't blow their own nose. I guess being friends don't have nothing to do with talent or money, or knowing who's who. It's a comfortable feeling when you don't have to care about choosing your words or being quite fair. Because friends will just listen and let go on by those words you don't mean and not bat an eye. And it makes a friend happy to see your success. They're proud of your good side and forgive all the rest. And that ain't so easy all of the time. Sometimes we get crazy and seem to go blind. And your friend just might have to take you on home. Or remind you sometime that you're not alone. Or ever so gently pull you back to the ground when you think you can fly with no one around. A hug or a shake, whichever seems right, is a high point of giving. And I'll tell you tonight, all worldly riches and tributes of men can't hold a candle to the worth of a friend. Thank you very much.
Yep, that's a good piece of advice right there.
Oh, man.
Take good care of your friends, man.
Absolutely.
Well, we are celebrating Thanksgiving, and we've got a few more great quotes here.
All right. Let me have them.
Gratitude can transform common days into Thanksgivings, turn routine jobs into joy, and change ordinary opportunities into blessings.
Who said that?
William Arthur Ward.
he knows what he's talking
he
about.
He knows whereof he speaks.
Yeah, if you're having a bad day, just look over the fence.
Look over the fence.
And
we were talking about first world problems here, right when the batteries died in my mouse.
Oh, yeah, man.
I know.
It's devastating.
Here I am pitching a fit because I have to use the touchpad.
Holy cow.
I know it.
Yeah, man.
Right. William Arthur Ward also said, feeling gratitude and not expressing it is like wrapping a present and not giving it away.
Ooh.
Yes.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I like that one.
Feeling gratitude and not expressing
it. Yeah.
Yeah. Express your gratitude.
Holy moly.
Yeah.
Yep.
I like that one.
All right. Warren Worsby says, the Christian who walks with the Lord and keeps constant communion with him will see many reason for a rejoicing and thanksgiving all day long.
Remember to look up.
Dot down. Right.
Look up. Every now and then you gotta look up.
You got it. Yeah, that's right. Danielle Duckery said, Thanksgiving is a time to give, a time to love, and a time to reflect on things that matter most in life.
Boy.
And we know that.
I think we figured that one out.
We just forget.
Yeah.
Or just don't think about it, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Well, and this gives us an opportunity to remember all this stuff.
That's why we're going through these.
Yes.
Yeah. Thanksgiving Day is a jewel to set in the hearts of honest men, but be careful that you do not take the day and leave out the gratitude.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, why are we doing this?
Enjoying football.
Yes.
Football, food, and family.
The
three Fs.
Three Fs.
Yeah, well, don't forget the turkey bowl.
The annual.
Annual turkey bowl and hamstring
pull. Hamstring pull.
Right?
Isn't that the truth?
Yeah. Henry David Thoreau said, I am grateful for what I am and have. My Thanksgiving is perpetual.
Yeah.
Now, I am grateful for what I am.
Yeah.
Sometimes we forget and we go, you know, with all the things I have. I'm grateful for this. I'm grateful for that.
Mm-hmm.
And we forget to give thanks for what I am.
The talents that the good Lord has given
me. Wow. And first and foremost, I'm a child of God. I'm a son of God, and I sometimes forget to give thanks simply for that.
We do have divine DNA in us,
right?
Don't we?
Yeah, we forget, and sometimes when we do remember Thanksgiving, we're thankful for the things.
Yeah.
We have.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not thankful for the people in our lives. We need to remember that, don't we?
Well, and then too soon people are gone.
Boy, howdy.
And a lot of thankfulness is not spoken.
Many times I would like to bring some people back just to tell them how grateful I was
Amen.
For them.
Amen. Yeah.
We need to end the show.
Why?
Yeah, because Ben Crane is riding along.
That's right.
Yeah, he's talking about being a rich man.
It's creative accounting at the end of each long, lean month. We never know where or when that next check will come. One day it's chicken, next day it's feathers. It's amazing how far things can stretch. The month's just begun, and already our account's overrun. The bills pile up, and that phone don't seem willing. Raining is hard, man, it's tough to find reason to sing. Then I think of how many folks just hate to get up to go to a job they despise, and I realize this pauper is living life of a king. Cause I do what I love, and I love what I do. My wife and my kids hang their hats with me too. When it's all that you got, makes a short guy feel 20 feet tall. Punch me no clock. Our entire richer than all. My two girls don't mind being seen in public with me. And with my wife, that makes date possibilities a total of three. With wide open country, a view of the rocks, sunsets that don't seem to stop. And it's hard to imagine a life that's as rich or as free. 'Cause I do what I love, and I love what I do. My wife and my kids hang their hats with me too. All that you got makes a short guy feel 20 feet tall. Oh, yeah, it does. I don't work for no boss. I don't punch me no clock. Our entire savings you could keep in a sock. The things I can't take to the bank richer than all. Oh, the things I can't take to the bank make me richer than all.
Well, that signals the end of another Clear Out West radio show.
I am thankful for Clear Out West.
So grateful for Cal and the men it has made us.
Well, and the people we've got to rub shoulders.
That's the best thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. We are grateful.
We have met some great,
those people,
wonderful people, and there's more out there that we've got to meet.
That's right. That's right. And we're looking forward to it.
Yes, we are.
All right. Here we go. Let's finish a few of these. G.K. Chesterton said, "I would maintain that thanks are the highest form of thought, and that gratitude is happiness doubled by wonder."
Holy moly.
Like I said, these people knew how to write.
We need to
then.
Put these on our mirror and read one a day.
And read
right?
one a day.
There you go.
Yeah. God is glorified not by our groans, but by our thanksgivings. Yeah.
Who said that?
Edwin Percy Whipple.
Ah, man, I got to shake his hand.
You're darn right. Absolutely. I give thanks to my Creator for this wonderful life where each of us has the opportunity to learn lessons we could not fully comprehend by any other means.
Isn't that the truth?
Holy moly.
Yeah, no other way could you learn this stuff.
Joseph B. Worthlin said
that. Oh, Joseph did. Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah.
All right. If a fellow isn't thankful for what he's got, he isn't likely to be thankful for what he's going to get.
Shucker, really?
Shuck her down. Right there. Frank A. Clark said that.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. And this, I really like this one. W.J. Cameron said, "Thanksgiving, after all, is a word of action."
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
It's a verb.
Mm.
It's an action word.
Oh, look at that. Holy cow. Never thought of it that way.
Let's end with this one.
All right.
William Clement Stone said, "If you are really thankful, what do? You share?
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
I like it.
You bet.
Good.
Hey, folks want to stay tuned for next week.
Absolutely, so, yeah.
That's right. I'm on it.
I'm on it.
All right.
So leave me alone.
So stay tuned.
I will.
Now, folks, we want to thank you for taking us into your homes and into your feed trucks. And always remember,
don't stand behind a coughing milk cow.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Thanks, living cow.
You got it.